Jesus.
Amen.
And all around me join.
Amen.
To cast its darkest shadow.
Amen.
Across thy holy mind.
Amen.
We hear thy voice, blessed Savior.
Amen.
This too, remember me.
Amen.
With grateful hearts responding.
Amen.
We do remember thee.
Yeah.
正合我心。主啊，赞美扬溢，
在
我之所愿，你全满足，绰绰有余，应付不已。
Thank you.
table.
Amen.
Oh, we want to pray for the marvel of redemption we receive.
Amen.
Oh, your blood will cleanse us.
Amen.
Oh, your body is broken and we are regenerated by your life.
Amen.
Oh, today we are the corporate body.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. We can praise you.
Amen.
Praise you for this wonderful redemption.
Amen.
Thank you for your wonderful redemption.
Amen.
Lord, we see your marvelous blessing.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for making us a corporate body.
Amen.
Lord, we blended together this morning.
Amen.
Lord, you're feeding us.
Amen.
You're setting us free.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Señor Jesús.
Amen.
Esta mañana recordamos tu victoria.
Amen.
Tu resurrección.
Amen.
Gracias, Señor.
Amen.
Porque tú partiste tu cuerpo.
Amen.
Oh, nos das vida.
Amen.
Gracias, Señor, por estos símbolos.
Amen.
Que recuerdan tu victoria.
Amen.
Sobre nuestro enemigo.
Amen.
Sobre la muerte.
Amen.
Oh, Señor Jesús.
Amen.
Abriste un camino vivo y nuevo.
Amen.
Te amamos, Señor.
Yeah.
cup of suffering.
Amen.
Mine the cup of blessing. For thy love in thy redemption.
Amen.
Praise together for sin.
Amen.
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 Amen. Lord, we do thank you this morning.
Amen. Amen.
For your love and your redemption.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We praise you for all that you have accomplished.
Amen.
You took the cup of suffering.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, that we might have the cup of blessing.
Amen.
Drinking best of living water, from the living God himself.
morning, we praise you and thank you.
Amen.
For the process you went through that we could share your life.
Amen.
Thank you, this life has made us members of your one body.
Amen.
Thank you, we can express you and be your testimony here in New York City.
Amen.
A local expression of your one body.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord, for making us members of your body.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord, that we can share and enjoy your life.
Amen.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Let's worship the Father with number 25.
Father, see thou hast shown, in thy
for your mercy, for your love, and for your grace.
Amen.
Thank you.
choosing us before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
And to come to die for us.
Amen.
And to become the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
To enter into our spirit.
Amen.
So we can witness you of the Abba Father.
Amen.
Thank you, we are back here, Lord. Abba Father.
Amen.
To adore thee.
Amen.
To enjoy you.
Amen.
Father, we love you.
Amen.
For choosing us to be your many sons.
Amen.
For choosing us before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
To grace mercy.
Amen.
To grace this morning.
Amen.
Abba Father.
Amen.
Thank you for your mercy.
Amen.
While we are failed, while we are hopeless,
Amen.
We got your mercy.
Thank you
that you sent your only begotten Son, revealed yourself to us.
Amen.
We are blessed to know our Father.
Amen. Amen.
Father, we worship you.
Amen. Amen.
All our days and eternity.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We'll end the Lord's table portion of our meeting here. Before we get into the ministry of the word, we would like to first welcome anyone who's new, who are visiting, or who have been returning for the to our meetings. Can you please stand up and tell us your name and where you're from? The brothers will pass the microphone to you. Here,
brother. Amen.
Hi, I'm Priscilla. I'm visiting from the church in Philadelphia. It's good to be with you all.
Amen.
I'm Priscilla. I'm Amanda from Taiwan. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Okay, we have a few announcements. Last night we had a Chinese-speaking gospel meeting for all the Chinese-speaking saints from the church in New York City. Meeting hall number 5 in the Bronx. And we have 204 total in attendance. And that was a record for hall 5. There were 12 new ones that came and 3 were baptized. It was really joyful to see all the saints in hall 5 serving us. And there were many just standing in the back because there are not enough seats. The saints serve us in directing traffic and helping us to prepare the food. And even many saints gave their testimony in Spanish, even though it's a Chinese-speaking gospel meeting. And we really enjoy the testimony from the saints.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for his church.
Amen.
And also last night in Downton House, the young people from Hall 1, there were 45 altogether. They gathered there for a wonderful young people's meeting. We want to let the saints know also on November 30th, that's a Saturday of the Thanksgiving weekend, we would like to have an evening of dinner and fellowship here at Hall 1 downstairs from about 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We did not plan for any official meetings, but we would like all the saints to come during this holiday and invite all your friends, gospel contacts. It'll be a very good time for them to come and enjoy a time of fellowship with us. Also, we have a couple of announcements from the book room. One is there will be a new Holy Word for Morning Revival on material offerings and the Lord's Move today. This is something that we will get into in 2 weeks. Not this coming week, but next week we'll be getting into this after our review of the numbers training. This coming week, we will repeat week 21 of the numbers training on God's desire that all his people prophesy.
Amen.
That week, we had a conference in New Jersey, so we didn't get the opportunity to share what we have enjoyed from this message. So we felt that it's good to repeat this. The Lord desires we all learn to prophesy and to live a prophesying life. So next week, we will repeat week 21 from the Holy Word for Morning Revival, from the review of the numbers training. Brother Ed will say a little bit about this coming topic. Also available in the book room is this a new book, The Christian Life. This is for our next corporate pursuing. So you can get that from the book room.
I imagine everybody's mind is racing. Look at this title, Material Offerings and the Lord's Move Today. Oh, the church is now looking for money. Rather than discuss that, I will just read a couple verses that show what is our burden. Because otherwise, we'll all be confused. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on the earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves dig through and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consume, and where thieves do not dig through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So we want you to be so clear. We're not looking for money. We're looking for your heart. Where is your heart? You may say, well, this is kind of far-fetched. Well, you know, maybe some young ones are being attracted by money. I don't want to read more verses, but we find out in the Bible that money is called mammon, and you cannot serve God and mammon. Right. So actually, mammon, money, is to some an idol. And surely we don't want any idols. But we want you to be clear, it's not because we need money. Is because we need the heart of all the saints. Amen. That's all. Oh, there you are.
Amen. And I would really also encourage all the older saints to realize that, as Brother Ed had mentioned, we do not talk about this topic that often in the church. Actually, as far as I can remember, we never talked about the matter of giving. And this is something that's very important to our young people in raising them up in this crooked age where they just care for their own self-interest. They need to learn the lesson of giving. So as Brother mentioned, we're not here to ask for money, but especially for all our young people, all of us, but especially our young people, we need to learn to offer or store our treasure in heavens, that our heart will be gained by the Lord. So for this, I really hope that many older saints you could consider, as we're getting into this topic, your experience in how the Lord has touched you to give. And we would like many older saints to share their testimony and their experience. We know that you don't want people to know, and according to the Bible, we give with our right hand, not letting our left hand know. It's something hidden. It's something between you and the Lord. But for the benefit of our young generation, I hope the older ones and the more experienced saints among us, especially if you have some experience in this area, you will consider before the Lord to share a little testimony to help our next generation. Amen. We can dismiss our young people now. The junior and high school seniors can meet in the front fellowship room or have some review. And let's sing hymn number 893. 893.